Track 4.
Good afternoon. Prime Location Agency, Andrew Taylor speaking. Can I first check your student status?
Hello, yes, of course. My name's Giorgio Rossi, and I will soon be a student at Brickbat University. I'm calling today to discuss where to live when I come to the UK to study at the university.
Oh, hello, Giorgio. Thank you for your call. I have some questions for you. I hope that you don't mind. Can you speak English?
Yes, but I apologize if I make any mistakes.
Don't worry. So, what do you want to study?
I'm not sure exactly, but something with engineering.
First of all, where do you want to live? In a room, on campus, or in private accommodation?
I'm not sure. Can you give me some advice?
Of course. Well, tell me a little about your personality and your preferences. Are you a sociable person?
Yes, I am definitely sociable. I live with my parents at the moment. We have a big family and there are always lots of visitors.
Okay, that's great. Do you also like to sometimes have a quiet room to study in private?
Well, it depends on how I feel. I sometimes like to be sociable, and other times I prefer to study alone. Can I ask where exactly the accommodation is?
Well, if you live in a room on campus, it is very convenient for your studies, as you actually live in a building in the university. However, it's also noisy. There are hundreds of other students who also live there, and they often make lots of noise. But if you live in private accommodation, you have a quiet life in a different part of the city, with maybe one or two other students who are your housemates. Although it often takes a long time to travel to university. What do you think?
It's a difficult decision. I want to make lots of new friends, but I also know that I need to work hard and study.
Okay, one final question. Meals. Would you prefer to live somewhere which is catered?
I'm not sure. What does catered mean?
Catered means that all your food is included in the price of the accommodation. For example, if you decide to live on campus, you can usually choose catered accommodation. That means that, for example, every day you can go to the canteen for your breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and it's always free. The other option is self-catered accommodation, where you can either cook at home or you can go out for all of your meals. However, you always have to pay for your food.